the Yellow Submarine Project, I mean, is like, it's really, it almost has nothing to do with the Beatles, you know? And that's why I gave, you know, a fulsome acknowledgement to Dr. Bob Hieronymus and his two books on Yellow Submarine, because he really owns that space, you know? And they were very cooperative. They worked very closely with me.
You know, it's funny that you mentioned, and I'm sorry to interrupt, it's funny that you mentioned that they, going right to Yellow Submarine. I read, was it the Brodax that had the book that came out?
Well, that's another book, and, which I did work, I did use some material, but as I did my research and talked to people, I found out that, you know, Al's a great guy and he did a lot. He was important.
But he made up stuff. He made up stuff in that book.
Right, right. And that was part of the process of writing that section.
Yeah.
Was, you know, what is sort of like, you know, what is correct here and what isn't?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, while he gets certain facts incorrect and he may have embellished his significance in places, he is important and instrumental in getting that project off the ground. And of course the Beatles cartoons. So he's not somebody to be diminished.
Right.
But I say this in the book, you know, I made it very clear in that section what my main sources were, and that there was, without, you know, trying to remain polite, indicating that there may be some issues with the Brodax book. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't want to be like, you know, oh yeah, this is, he's just full of shit. You know?
Right.
It's like, you know, it's like, I, you know, I try to be respectful. I know some people love to get the long knives out, go after people. They use these books as ways of like settling scores and showing off how smart they are. I'm not into that. I'm, you know, you do it because you love the Beatles, and you know, there's a lot of love that's going on here. I mean, I try to be a journalist though too, and I want to be objective. You know, so I make it clear. It's clear that there's problems with Brodax's recollection, and you know, some of it is, you have to remember too, there's people who inflate their position and purposely mislead people. And then there's people who just, they remember it a certain way,
right,
or they write whatever they're writing at a certain point in their life where their memory isn't as clear. You know, there is a certain amount of that goes on.
Right.
I had that section and the other sections, you know, I had it, every section, there's at least three people read it all for factual and whatever other mistakes. And there's still, you know, if you read the book, you know, there's some typos, and there's, you know, that's just publishing. That's how it goes. I mean, that book went through so many pairs of eyes. And when it's said and done, there's still a raft of typos and, you know, mistakes. And that's just how it is, you know. I mean, you know, I've just seen her face. It was written incorrectly from the beginning. No one caught it until some reviewer pointed out that it's not "I've just seen her face." It's "I've just seen a face."
Mm-hmm.
Now, at least six pair of eyes, including real hardcore Beatle people, totally missed it.
Yeah.
Just to give you an example. And, you know, that's like my chief fear when I write these books, is I want to be factually correct. And it requires a lot of research, and it requires a lot of help. You know, you've got to get other people to you know, read it, just to, and people found things. Oh no, Steve, you spelled that wrong. Or no, actually, it was the year before. Or oh, Steve, you wrote this. You obviously were writing it correctly, but you got this transposed accidentally. You know, you had a brain freeze. You know. You meant to write 1963 and you wrote 1964 because you hit the wrong key on the typewriter.
Right.
You know?